Travis Scott had Vancouverites in a frenzy when he was spotted in Vancouver over the summer, leading many fans to speculate that the rapper will be performing on both nights of Drake's Vancouver concerts. Spoiler. Fans were correct, and he even gave the city a hilarious nickname. Just a few months later, Scott will be back in town for his own Circus Maximus tour, which was announced shortly after his surprise stunt with Drake. The tour kicked off on October 11th in the U.S. in Charlotte, North Carolina, and will make a stop in Vancouver at Rogers Arena on November 10th, shortly after a show in Seattle on November 8th. The tour will wrap up in Toronto on December 29th, his only other Canadian date. Fans planning on attending Scott's concert on Friday, November 10th, may want to keep this guide handy. Tickets for Scott's Vancouver show went on sale at the end of August and have mostly sold out, except for floor tickets, which are standing room only and are still available for $539. Getting there. SkyTrain. Rogers Arena is located near the Expo Lines Stadium Chinatown Station and a brief walk from the Canada Lines Yaletown Roundhouse Station. Both SkyTrain lines will be operating their regular service, and there will not be a special schedule or train to assist the concert crowd rush before or after the show. Ferry. While Hello Ferries will sometimes run special late-night sailings from its downtown Vancouver terminal back to Nanaimo at 11:30 p.m. after sports games and concerts, there won't be any special sailings following Scott's concert, which starts at 8 p.m. The last Hello Ferries sailing departs from Vancouver at 9:30 p.m. Parking is available on the streets near Rogers Arena, however the stadium also has an underground parkade. Inside Rogers Arena. Entry. Make sure your ticket is ready to scan upon entry. Electronic tickets should be downloaded to your mobile device and screenshots of ticket barcodes will not be accepted. Bag policy and prohibited items. Purses, backpacks, and bags larger than 35 by 35 by 15 centimeters will not be allowed inside Rogers Arena. Walk-through metal detectors are also in place at each gate. Glass or metal water bottles are also prohibited, with the exception of empty plastic water bottles which can be refilled at water fountains inside. Cashless. Rogers Arena is a cashless venue.